And this news update is being brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? As well as Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. As well as M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. A single vehicle rollover crash in Huron County sent one driver to the hospital Friday morning. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, the crash happened at approximately 9:18 a.m. on July 3rd on Lakeshore Road, about 2,640 feet of north of Rapson Road in Rubicon Township. Investigators say a 2006 Chevy Trailblazer was traveling northbound when it crossed the center line, left the roadway, struck a guardrail, and overturned. Deputies reported the driver lost control over the vehicle after crossing left of center. The driver, who was the vehicle's only occupant, was wearing a shoulder and lap belt and was trapped inside the SUV until emergency responders freed them. The driver was then transported by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment. Authorities reported there was no indication of alcohol or drug involvement, and the driver was not believed to have been distracted at the time of the crash. The SUV sustained disabling damage and was towed from the scene. Damage was also reported to a guardrail owned by the Huron County Road Commission. The Huron County Sheriff's Office investigated the crash and was assisted by Harbor Beach Fire Department personnel and a towing service. The incident remains documented as a single vehicle loss of control crash. Authorities in Bay County continue investigating the death of 12-year-old Olivia Mae Marie Smith after medical officials said the cause of her death has not yet been determined. The girl died Tuesday night after an incident at a home in Caucallen Township. Emergency crews responded following a 911 call reporting the child was unconscious. She was taken to a hospital where she later died. Bay County Medical Examiner Dr. William Marone said the case is unusual and that investigators are waiting for the complete autopsy findings before determining how Olivia died. He says additional medical testing is underway and that conclusions will be based on scientific evidence. The Bay County Sheriff's Office says investigators are reviewing conflicting witness accounts, including reports about whether the girl may have been pursued before the incident. Officials have not confirmed those reports. Olivia's family has publicly questioned the initial account of what happened and is asking anyone with information or video from that evening to contact the investigators. The medical examiner expects final autopsy results to be available in approximately 8 weeks, and the investigation does remain still active. And health officials are urging pet owners to closely monitor their animals after two dogs became infected with New World screwworms, bringing the total number of confirmed to more than 30. The parasite, which resurfaced in U.S. cattle earlier this summer after being absent for more than 5 decades, is the larval stage of New World screwworm fly. Unlike common fly maggots, they feed on dead tissue. These larvae attack living flesh by entering open wounds, surgical incisions, insect bites, and other skin injuries. Veterinarians say dogs, cat, livestock, wildlife, and even people can be affected, although newborn animals and those recovering from medical procedures face the greatest risk. Officials are advising pet owners to routinely inspect animals for cuts, sores, or unusual behavior. Warning signs include persistent licking or chewing at one spot, a foul odor coming from the wound, visible larvae, or sudden restlessness. Experts say immediate veterinary care is critical as untreated infestations can become life-threatening, but animals generally recover when treatment begins early. Preventative flea and tick medications are also being recommended because many prescription products can kill larvae before they become established. Meanwhile, federal, state, and agricultural officials are expanding efforts to stop the parasites spread. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is once again releasing sterile male screw worm flies, a proven eradication strategy that successfully eliminated the pest from the United States decades ago. And we'll return after these words from our sponsors.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has 6 modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on, from Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-hour wrecker service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
All thanks to you, you've already made this year one of the best years for Sure Health in our 80-plus year history. Now with Harbor Beach as part of our organization, we are now proud to offer coast-to-coast coverage across the entire Thumb of Michigan. Sure Health now has primary care clinics in 7 local communities, from Sebring on Saginaw Bay to Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, Bad Axe smack dab in the middle, and then Harbor Beach and even Port Hope on the east side. It's never been easier to begin your journey to better health with Sure Health. Don't believe us? Sure Health now even offers 6 pharmacies across the Thumb. Now with Harbor Beach and Ubly joining forces with Elkton, Pigeon, Caseville, and Sebring, making it easier than ever to achieve better health in better life. Want to learn more? Or maybe finally make that appointment that's been on your to-do list for far too long? Go to sure.org for all the details and get your life back on track with Sure Health. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. A landmark housing package is officially the law of the land despite a rare legislative maneuver from the White House. The 21st Century Road to Housing Act became law on Friday without the president's signature. The administration chose to let the 10-day veto window expire without acting, using the moment to protest stalled progress or unrelated voter identification legislation. The wide-ranging law aims to cut down regulatory barriers to new home construction, modernize HUD programs, and protect individual home buyers from facing lopsided competition against institutional corporate investors. It also injects key relief funding into community banks to wrap up on local mortgage lending. And diplomatic channels are in overdrive as negotiators scramble to preserve a fragile maritime ceasefire in the Middle East. High-ranking Iranian diplomats are currently in Oman, desperately trying to keep talks alive with Western powers following a series of aggressive military actions targeting commercial vessels in the vital Strait of Hormuz. Iranian negotiators are pinning the recent attacks on an errant faction within their own ranks. However, Western intelligence agencies note that hardline leaders of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps have openly boasted about tripling drone production capacity and remain fundamentally opposed to reopening the strategic waterway to international commercial traffic. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? as well as Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. And by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.
Mom, my game won't load. It keeps freezing. Our internet is so slow. Can you please call M3 Wireless and get better internet service?
You know, I think you're right. With everyone streaming, working online, gaming, and staying connected, our internet just can't keep up. It's time to make the switch to M3 Wireless.
Make the upgrade today to M3 Wireless. Enjoy smooth streaming, online gaming, remote work, and HGTV, all without interruptions. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for strong, reliable internet all year long. No more waiting, no more buffering, just fast internet for the whole family.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has 6 modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. From Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-hour wrecker service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.